Proclamation number 5361 of 11th of April, 1952. Fall of the Angels. Good Friday message. All of you who walk on earth have been seized by my love, and opportunities have been created for you to be able to enter into the original relationship with me again. You are granted a time for this transformation from a completely God-opposing relationship to reunion with me. All graces were made available to you to achieve this aim, and my never-ending love helps you where you are in danger of failing. But there is one thing that even my greater-than-great love for you cannot do. Your will to change out of my power. Your will is the factor which is to be reckoned with, which alone has to accomplish the change and can just as well fail. For your will is weakened by the one who is my adversary and who, having plunged you into the abyss through sin against me, would also like to keep you in the abyss and therefore obstructs your path to me in every way, who thus would also like to keep your will weak and thus incapable of accomplishing the change of being. But the will is weak because the being, which is still under its control, is also devoid of all love and therefore cannot develop any strength. For love is strength in itself and would infallibly also give the will the necessary strengthening. The entity which belongs to it is completely weakened in will and unable to redeem itself from its dominion over itself. And I brought help to this beingness. Can you humans now understand what moved me to descend to earth and bring you salvation? I was the same in the beginning as the spiritual that was pushed into the abyss by Lucifer. I had emerged from God's love as an angelic spirit and recognized God as the epitome of all power and strength and glory from eternity. As an adversary of Lucifer, I stood by him who had created us out of his power of love. I too could not see God, but my love for him was my bliss. But I was also filled with love for the spiritual beings which had fallen away from God and let the plan mature in me to participate in their redemption from the power of darkness, because I knew about Lucifer's power and his influence on the weak-willed spiritual beings. I wanted to help him in a way that alone could defeat the adversary. I wanted to make use of God's strength in order to be able to take action against him and achieve the aim of wresting the beings from him and thus return them to God from whom they had originated. I wanted to acquire the strength for this fallen one and turn it towards them so that they would become strong-willed and be able to free themselves from Satan's power. Weakness of will is a lack of strength of love. Thus it is the result of an unloving attitude. If I wanted to impart strong will to these beings, I had to try to persuade them to love and first awaken their love again through my love. I had to free them from his control by paying him the purchase price for the soul he held captive. Although he himself never gives his consent, he never releases the soul, yet the soul now has the strength to liberate itself, which he cannot prevent it from doing if it makes use of my strength, which I willingly convey to it if it is willing to accept it, thus to make use of the blessings acquired on the cross. I paid this purchase price for all souls through my suffering and death on the cross. Every soul can regain its freedom if only it turns to me. If it gives its will the right direction, if it acknowledges me in my act of salvation and calls to me for help. In order to strengthen the will of these beings, I died on the cross. I opposed Satan's power with an overwhelming love and defeated him, so that even the hardest fetter can burst, he stands by my side. Two beings which emerged from the eternal strength of love wrestled against each other. But I made use of this strength of love, I fought for God, and with God, love completely filled me and my earthly body thus became the bearer of the eternal deity. My soul of light joined it at the same time as the body, and the unification had now taken place, which every individual being created by him was also destined to enter from eternity in order to be able to work as perfected beings in light and strength and bliss. The originally created spirit had fallen away from God. He received light and power in excess and misused them to work against God. God's strength also flowed through him, but he used it in a negative sense and thereby distanced himself more and more from God. But using the strength from God in it also leads to complete fusion with him, which I achieved as the man Jesus on earth through love. Love is the strongest power and must also influence the will so that it turns towards God. And Roman 1, as a human being, acquired this allocation of strength for people's will on this earth through my suffering and death on the cross, through unspeakable pain and immense agony, and everyone can make use of this strength who acknowledges me and brings love to fruition within himself. Every person will want to escape from his previous master and will also be able to do so who calls upon me as Savior and Redeemer for help, for I will not let him fall into my adversary's hands, I will loosen his shackles and set him free. But I can only do this as soon as the human being's will strives for redemption itself. Against his will I cannot release him. But my love is infinite and will wrest every soul from the adversary. Love will achieve that every being's will wants change and turn towards me. And this is why I died on the cross, so that the fallen being's weakened will be strengthened, and thus I redeemed the world from Satan's bondage. Amen.